Broadcasting live from the Loudermilk Center in Atlanta, Georgia, it's the Wise Speed Coaching Event. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hi, Linda Frakes again from the Wise Women Speed Coaching Event here at the Loudermilk Center in beautiful downtown Atlanta. We have a new guest here. We have the pleasure of having, I'm going to mess your name up, Natasha Eustash Garner. Did I say it right?
Absolutely.
Wow. I will never be able to do that again. You're one of those hyphenated women, huh?
Yes, I am.
Well, so tell us about why you're here and what, how you found out about it and what made you decide to come.
I found out about it by an old client of mine. I'm an interior designer, and she sent me the link via email.
Oh.
And basically, I just decided to come down.
I'm so glad.
Thank you.
So tell us about your business. It's Interiors by Natasha. Now that I can say.
Interiors by Natasha is the name of the business, and I've been in business now for about 3 years.
Fantastic.
As an interior designer here in Atlanta.
And what do you focus on? Commercial, personal?
I do mainly residential right now.
Okay. And do you work directly with the homeowner or the client, or do you work with realtors? How do you operate?
I work directly with the homeowners.
Okay. So what made you decide to get into that business?
Oh, okay. That's a long story, but basically my background is also in fashion. So I am a fashion designer as well.
Okay.
So the transition was kind of an easy process for me. I'm from New York, and when I moved down to Atlanta, I've always enjoyed interior design. So I've always done it, just not full force. But when I moved down here, I found that there are a lot of people, unlike New York, that own their own homes. So that made it possible for me to start thinking about actually making it a career for myself.
Nice.
And once I did that, I decided to just go full force and open up my own business.
That's very exciting. You must be doing well if you've been at it for 3 years. You've made it past the dreadful one-year drop-off rate.
I hope so.
So what's your process when you work with a client?
Basically, the process generally is a consultation first.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I sit down with the client and get to know them. Also, try to figure out what their desires are, what rooms they want to design, what rooms they need help with, what's the functionality of the home. The clients generally, I have like what's called a format that I follow, a series of questions that I ask, generally getting the feel for the room and the space that they want designed.
Mm-hmm.
And then the process, once they decide that they want to hire me, that's when I begin the designing process for them.
So do you create a vision and then help them shop for the particulars, or do you do all that as well?
I do all the shopping. Ah. I do all the shopping, but they are welcome to come along.
Uh-huh.
But basically, I give them a presentation of what I think their room would look like based on the information that they gave back to me. You know, generally, you know, the color of the room, the style that they're looking for, the fabrication. And once they sign off on all of that, that's mm-hmm. when the samples and the furniture is purchased.
Okay.
And we either hire a painter, wallpapering, carpeting, or flooring gets done. The contractors come in. If it's just a basic design, sometimes it's a renovation where, you know, you have a complete kitchen remodel or a bathroom renovation.
Oh, those are the
So
worst.
That requires a little bit more of a process.
Right.
Because it's not just me. It's also contractors and subcontractors and things like that. And then once all of it's done, I pull the room together for
them.
Interesting.
Well, I bet you have some exciting before and after pictures, huh?
Yes, I do. Yes,
so
I do.
What is your website if people are interested in finding you?
My website is www.interiorsbynatasha.com.
Sounds straightforward enough. I love businesses that actually say what they do in their name instead of some clever something and you spend a half an hour trying to figure out what it is that they do.
Thank you.
So I'm glad you have a very straightforward name. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me what you're doing here tonight. Are you sitting in on some of the coaching sessions? Were you just talking to other entrepreneurs? What are you doing at the event?
I'm actually sitting in on some of the coaching. I actually just sat with a gentleman, Kevin, And he was very helpful. Business planning, you know, just trying to get myself out there, trying to attract more clients to my business.
Okay,
and great. And then there's one other that I'm interested in. That's pretty much social media.
Mm.
You know, we are in the world of social media now, and trying to stay abreast of that and get ahead of it,
right,
and keep up with it.
Boy, isn't, and manage it so that it doesn't control
exactly.
you, right?
Exactly.
Or get
exactly.
away from you or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Well, we had a couple ladies on here earlier who are in that business, so you may have been sitting with one of them.
Okay.
Who knows?
That's fantastic.
So would you be likely to come back if they held an event like this again?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Good. Well, I think there probably are some plans somewhere in the works for that, so I hope you stay tuned. And tell us again one more time how they get a hold of you, how people get a hold of you if they're interested in your service.
If they're interested in my service, my name is Natasha Eustache Garner, and my website is interiorsbynatasha.com.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Have a good night.
You too.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.